For those who got to see the music box and for those who didn't get around to it, we're happy to tell you you're going to have a second chance. This time, there'll be five. And while each will be different, all will be devoted to creating spaces that provide sonic playgrounds for professional musicians, wannabe musicians, and just ordinary folk like us.
I'm producing the first house, which is Can You Hear Me? House made out of tin cans.
Yes, you heard that right. Tin cans. That's visual and multimedia artist Dawn Dido. She's one of the artists chosen to participate in part two of the Music Box project.
I chose tin cans because I think it's one of the most humble sounds. I wanted to reference the blues. I wanted to reference people such as Sister Gertrude Morgan, who made sounds out of a megaphone and her tambourine. So the can, I thought, was a good piece to choose. And I also called it Can You Hear Me House, because through the can, as you know, if you connect two cans together with the string, myth has it that you can amplify sound and you can hear one another. So as I'm basing my project in the lower Ninth Ward, working with children there and connecting their voices with these cans, it not only gives me an opportunity to give musical sounds, but also to give them a platform to extend some of their comments about life there, what's bad and what's good.
Dawn's Can You Hear Me House, like all five Music Box installations, is being constructed so that it can be moved and reinstalled for an anticipated tour in 2015.
The houses come apart, and they're done in close to 8 10-foot increments, and they come apart in panels, and they get reassembled. So it's a traveling musical circus of singing, of performing houses.
For Dawn, it's not just important to provide musicians and conductors with extraordinary sounds to work with. It's also an opportunity to include children. So she's involving kids in the after-school programs at All Souls Church in Lower Nine and the Make Music NOLA project.
We're looking to learn from the musicians. We're looking to learn from the base, pure curiosity of children. And important for me, importantly, is to really record the voices of the children I'm working with and to keep the piece rooted in the Can You Hear Me and get some of the stories and longings, dreams out there, and to treat the vocal story somehow symphonically, where we mix it together sometimes abstract it, but that one of the things that comes out of these cans is kind of a beautiful medley of the children's voices.
Once upon a time, I went to New Orleans. I thought it was very obvious.
I've always liked to play music, and I've liked to go outside. Sometimes I just like to be with my family a lot, and sometimes I would just like to be alone and just have peace.
I thought it was fun, but it was starting to get harder every time.
And well, one of the fish was ate all the food, and then he did some crazy stuff, like he ate another fish, and they were regular goldfish.
So just how many tin cans will it take to build Dawn's house?
I thought can house sounded simple, right? Oh, okay, I'll build a can of house of cans. And then when I started doing the math, I need 16 cans per square foot. I need 5,000 cans. So please, we do need your cans. I'm serious.
So when's the last time an artist asked you for your tin cans, used or empty? You know you want to help. For information about how, all you have to do is go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.